Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Pesachim with parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel and parak Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Now the Mishnah here is going to teach us what a person should do if he did not do Bedikas Chametz at the appropriate time at the night of the 14th of Nisan. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Botkin or Arbasar, that a person must do the Bedikas Chametz on the night of the 14th of Nisan. Uvar Basar Shachris, but if he did not do it the night of Erev Pesach, then he must do it in the morning of the 14th, when it's actually the day of Erev Pesach. Uvishas HaBiur, and says the Mishnah that if he missed that time, that the latest time, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a person can do Bedikas Chametz is at the time that we get rid of the Chametz, which, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, is during the sixth hour of the day. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if at the end of that hour, at the end of the sixth hour, when Chametz becomes Aser Mida Araisa, and he still has not done Bedikas Chametz, he should not search at all, because he might accidentally eat the chametz that he finds, which should be usher at that point on a daraisa level. However, the chachamim disagree, and we actually paskin like the chachamim in this regard, says the Mishnah v'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, Lo badak or arbasar, if one did not search on the night of the 14th, yivdok barbasar, then he must search on the daytime of the 14th of Nisan. Lo badak barbasar, if he did not search on the daytime of the 14th, yivdok besoch hamoed, then he must still do bedikas chametz during the holiday of Pesach itself. Lo badak besoch hamoed, if he still forgets and he does not do bedikas chametz during the holiday of Pesach, yivdok lachar moed, then he must even search after Pesach has actually taken effect. That the Chachamim require a person to search even after the time that Chametz becomes Aser Midda Araisa, and they are, which again is Chatzos, the middle of the day, the sixth hour of the 14th, and they're not concerned that a person that's going to come to eat Chametz that he finds, because the whole purpose of looking for Chametz is to get rid of it. Therefore, they're not concerned that a person is going to see Chametz during this time when they're trying to destroy it, and they're going to eat it. Furthermore, the Chachamim require one to search even after the holiday of Pesach, if he did not do so earlier, because Chametz that was in the possession of a Jew during Pesach is Aser Midirabanan after Pesach as well. As we'll see, the Isser of owning Chametz applies on Pesach. Bal Yeiro, Bal Yematz, you can't own it. And any Chametz that was owned by a Jew in his possession on Pesach is no longer able to eat the Chametz after Pesach as well. Now, after searching for chametz on the night or morning of the 14th, a person may set aside some to eat before it becomes usher. And the Mishnah is going to teach us how this chametz that you were setting aside to eat on the morning of Erev Pesach before it becomes usher to eat chametz should be treated. It says the Mishnah, Mashim, Meshai, whatever chametz one leaves over to eat after the search, after Bedikas Chametz, and Yichenu Betzini should put it in a private, secure location, Kidei Shelo Yehei Tzarech Bedika Acharav, that he will not lose any of the Chametz, and he'll have to search for it again if he does. So this way, just put it in a safe place, secured, and this way you'll be able to eat on the morning of the 14th of Nisan, and you won't have to do Bedika again. Now we're continuing with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Now on a Midaraisa level, we may eat and have benefit from Chametz on Erev Pesach on the 14th of Nisan until Chatzos, until the sixth hour, until midday, after which even ownership, even owning Chametz at all, is Aser, and you have to dispose of it, you have to get rid of it. So now we're going to see exactly what the timeline is for Erev Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Ochlin kol chamesh, you can eat chametz the entire fifth hour, meaning chametz becomes rabbinically aser at the end of the fifth hour, which on a perfect day, if you're looking at the what we call shows zmanios, the entire day is set from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So 5 hours into the day would be 11 a.m. Says Reb Meir, that's the latest time that you can eat chametz v'sorfin b'tchilas sheish, and then you can burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour, which would be at 11 a.m. on a perfect day. That although chametz is usher mid arise until midday, the rabbis were concerned that people might miscalculate the time by 1 hour. Therefore, they made the deadline an hour earlier. However, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be a little bit more strict, says Rabbi Yehuda, and this is how we paskin, says the Mishnah. of Rabbi Yehuda. Om Rabbi Yehuda says, Ochlin kol arba, you can eat chametz the entire fourth hour of the day, meaning until 10 a.m. Vesolin kol chametz, and we suspend. We have like the suspension period for the entire fifth hour of the day from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And there you can't eat chametz, but you also aren't required to burn it yet. Vesarfin betchila sheish, and then you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour at 11 a.m. And that's what a person should do. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Izr Midarabanan against eating chametz takes effect 2 hours before the deadline on a Daraisa level, because the rabbis were afraid that a person might err even by 2 hours. And as the Bar Tanura points out, such a large mistake could occur on a cloudy day, for example, when the sun is not visible and people cannot tell the time from its position in the sky. However, this stringency applies only to eating chametz. The Chachamim did not forbid having other types of benefit from chametz, nor did they require us to burn it until just 1 hour before the time arrives on a midaraisa level, on a Torah level. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Had a machlokes regarding what a person should do if he does bedikas chametz late, if he forgets to do bedika on time. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you basically have until it becomes usher to do it. Either you do it on the night of the 14th or the day of the 14th, or the morning of the 14th, or the time of the destruction of the chametz, which again is the sixth hour of the day. After that point where it's usher to eat chametz, you can't do bedikah because we're concerned that if you come across the chametz, you're going to eat it. However, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like the opinion of the Chachamim, namely, that a person must always do bedikah as chametz. First do it the night of the 14th. If not then the morning of the 14th. If not then, then the day, the daytime of the 14th, even if it's after the time when it's no longer allowed to eat. Then if you forget, then you should even do bedikah during Yontif of Pesach. If not then you should do it after Yontif of Pesach to make sure that any chametz that you had in your possession is disposed of, because you can't eat any chametz sha'avar alav ha-Pesach. Any chametz that you owned on Pesach becomes aser after Pesach as well. The chametz, you should keep doing bedikah until you should keep, you should have the opportunity to do bedikah as much as you need to, but you need to do bedikah either on Pesach or after Pesach as well. And the Mishnah concludes by telling us that any chametz that you're leaving for the morning of Erev Pesach to eat, you got to make sure to put it in a private, secure place so you don't have to do bedika afterwards if you were to lose that chametz. And then Perak Aleph Mishnah Dalet taught us that we know that the different time frames for when chametz becomes usher on Erev Pesach. Erev Meir said that you can eat chametz the entire fifth hour. And you should burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour at 11 a.m. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can eat chametz the entire fourth hour, and then the fifth hour you should just keep things sort of in a place, in a no man's land. On the one hand, number one, you can't eat it, but you also don't have to burn it. And then says Rabbi Yehuda that you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. We need 2 hours of wiggle room before the time when it becomes usher on a midaraisa level. And again, we're passing with that opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Have a great day.